Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Thanks for downloading this week's show, which is episode number 371, called What Happens to Credit Card Debt When You Die? If you want to read a transcript of this show or get links to the resources I mention, you'll find it on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter for exclusive tips that don't make it to the weekly podcast. Another place I recommend you visit is the tools page on my blog at smartmovestogrowrich.com. That's where I list about 25 of my favorite finance and productivity tools that I use to save both time and money. Again, that's smartmovestogrowrich.com. Just click on the button that says Tools. Today, I'm going to explain what happens to credit card debt when you die. This is a common question I get from people who maybe have a parent or sibling with a lot of debt, and they're worried that they may one day be responsible for it. For instance, Lauren asks, "My mom is a shopaholic with huge amounts of credit card debt on several different cards. I'm really worried that she'll never be able to pay it all off, and then I'll be stuck with it. I don't earn much money, so how would I deal with her credit card debt if she passes away?" And another question from Karina, who asks, "My dad is sick and has been unable to work for some time. Unfortunately, he's paying for everyday living expenses on credit cards. Am I obligated to pay off his debt after he dies?" Having family members who are dealing with financial hardships or who are simply spending like there's no tomorrow can be very distressing. In this episode, I'll tell you what you are and are not responsible for when loved ones die with credit card debt. So let's jump right in. When you die, what you leave behind is called your estate. It's a legal entity created as a result of your death that's made up of all your assets and liabilities or debts. What happens to your estate depends on whether you die with a last will or without one, and the state where you live. If your estate has a will, a court will first verify that it's valid. Then the named executor in your will can handle your estate and distribute your assets. Now, if you don't have a will, the probate court will administer or handle the affairs of your estate for you or appoint an administrator to do so. The executor or administrator's job is to protect the assets of your estate, such as your home, vehicles, and investments, and to pay all of your liabilities or debts, such as mortgages, credit card debt, and taxes. After all the debts owed by your estate are paid, the administrator distributes the balance of the estate's assets to the beneficiaries as spelled out in your will, if you have one. And by the way, if you don't have a will, make creating one and naming a trustworthy executor a top priority. I recommend using a site like Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom to download and customize legal forms. But what happens if there are more debts than assets in the estate?
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, back to what happens when you die with credit card debt. If there isn't enough money or assets in your estate to sell to pay your debts, then your creditors are generally out of luck. If your estate is broke, then debt that's in your name only does not get passed on to your family. However, debt that you co-signed with someone, such as a credit card, student loan, or mortgage, well, that's a different story. Your co-signer or co-signers will be responsible for the full amount when you die, even if he or she never charged one penny on the credit card or lived in the mortgaged home. That's why agreeing to co-sign for any type of credit account is a serious decision that you should never take lightly. For instance, if your spouse dies with debt on a credit card in his or her name only, or just includes you as an authorized user, you generally will not be responsible for it. On the other hand, if you have a joint account that's in both of your names, you will be on the hook for the full amount of outstanding debt. When it comes to spouses, I said that you generally are not responsible for credit card debt that is not in your name. Well, this can get a little messy in the 9 community property states where debts incurred during your marriage may be considered community property. The 9 community property states are Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. So this means that in those states, even if only one spouse took out a loan or credit card in his or her name, both spouses can be held responsible for it if it was accrued during the marriage. Some heirs or family members may believe that they have a moral obligation to pay off a deceased relative's debt no matter what. Well, that's certainly your prerogative, but I want you to understand that someone else's debt is generally not your legal responsibility, unless you made charges on his or her account or are a co-signer. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.